Morning.
Morning.
Have you ever thought about how many times a day you find yourself annoyed or upset or angry because people or things are not the way you think they should be? Think about it. In our mind, we have expectations that are sometimes improbable, and then when they aren't met, we aren't happy. Your car should start when you want it to. People should drive at the speed you want them to, and the traffic should move out of your way. The line at the store should move quickly, and the cashier should be polite. And people should wear what you deem appropriate. We all do this, don't we? We constantly evaluate things or people as right or wrong, good or bad. We judge people about all sorts of things. Their financial status, their clothing, their weight, where they live, the color of their skin. We form opinions about people based on their political affiliations, their IQ, their sexual preference, their age, their religion. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells us, "Do not judge others so that God will not judge you, for God will judge you in the same way you judge others, and he will apply to you the same rules you apply to others." So what leads us to pass judgment on others? I think three things influence our judgments: ignorance, fear, and ego. Our judgments can be influenced by ignorance because when we're unfamiliar with something, we really can't be truly objective. For example, in the aftermath of the attacks of 9/11, a lot of prejudice has been exhibited against Muslims. And yet, how much do most of us truly know about the religion? It's easy to label someone else's religion wrong when we don't understand it. The religious landscape of America has changed drastically over the past few decades, and we now find ourselves living in a multi-faith society. Many of our neighbors, classmates, colleagues, and now even members of our Congress come from different cultures or practice a different religion than we do. In the world we live in today, I think it's essential for us to take the time to learn more about the customs and religions of our neighbors, because knowledge and understanding are the cure for prejudice. It's easier to love your neighbor when you better understand them. Think about how many of your current thoughts are influenced by where you happen to be born, or the religious beliefs of your ancestors, the political orientation of your parents, your gender, or the schools you attended. Our philosophy of life, our religious beliefs, our manner of dress, and our language are all influenced by what our parents and our ancestors determined to be right for us. It seems that when someone thinks differently than us, we feel that our views are somehow threatened. In his book, The 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, inspirational author and lecturer Wayne Dyer suggests that we need to have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. He tells us, quote, "When someone suggests something to you that conflicts with your conditioning, rather than responding with, 'That's ridiculous, we know that's impossible,' say, 'I've never considered that before. I'll think about that.' Let go of your attachments to what you've been trained to believe. Open your mind to all possibilities." End quote. When we close our minds to new ideas, we miss the opportunity to see things in a new way. You already know what you think, right? We need to listen to each other. There's even a chance that seeing something from a new perspective might enhance your perception of your own viewpoint. And remember that many ideas that were once considered crazy are now readily accepted. Ideas like the world is round, or there is a horseless carriage, or a man can fly. The second part of Dr. Dyer's secret is to have a mind that is attached to nothing. Our attachments are the source of our problems. We need to be right to win at all costs, to be viewed as superior. These are all attachments. When we keep an open mind, we can resist these attachments and consequently experience inner peace. When we let go of our attachments and expectations and have faith that God is in control, we have a lot less to worry about and consequently feel much more at peace. When we judge others, it gives us a sense of control. To stop judging is to let go of that control and leave it to God. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, God is the only judge, only lawgiver and judge. He alone can save and destroy. Who do you think you are to judge your fellow man? It does seem rather arrogant, doesn't it, to believe that we know how others should be? We're so egotistical that we believe we know the best way to think, the best way to act, the best way to do things, the best way to look. And when others don't live up to our standards, we criticize or label them. And the problem is when we adopt this us versus them. Wrong page. That sentence didn't make sense. Problem is when we adopt this us versus them attitude, one person has to be right and one person has to be wrong. Unfortunately, there's a lot of this us versus them going on around us today. We really don't have to label things as right or wrong or people. Isn't it okay just to be different? We must remember that what is right for one person might not be right for another. You are the way you are, and so are the people around you. Most likely, they're never going to be like you, and you might not and probably wouldn't like them if they were just like you. So stop expecting those who are different to be the same as you, or to be the way you think they should be. It's never going to happen. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul reminds us that we're all children of God, that God is the Father of all mankind. So we're brothers and sisters. When we judge someone else, we forget that we come from the same stock. Each one of us possesses different gifts, different minds, and is on a different path. There's nothing in the Bible that says you have to agree with anybody. It only says you have to love them. And you can love people without agreeing, as you probably do with your children or your family very often, right? I'm seeing smiles. I saw eyes rolling at the 8:30 service. We can still show respect for each other. There will always be people that we disagree with. But when we accept each other as we are, we show love, as Jesus taught. Jesus himself kept company with everyone, whether they were judged to be acceptable or not. Jews, Romans, Samaritans. Let's look again at our scripture reading from Ephesians. It tells us to be humble. That is, to admit to ourselves that, in fact, we may not be superior to others. It tells us to be gentle and patient with each other, and to show our love by being tolerant with one another, by showing respect for each other. It states that God is the Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. We must remember to look for God's presence in everything, even when we're dealing with a difficult person. You can broaden your perspective. Remember that God also created the person you're dealing with. This scripture tells us that unity is possible, and it tells us how. By treating each other with kindness and patience and tolerance, but most of all, with love. Love is what binds us together. Sometimes we think our judgments are justified, but in his letter to the Romans, Paul wrote, "Do you, my friend, pass judgment on others? You have no excuse at all, whoever you are. For when you judge others and then do the same things which they do, you condemn yourself." We're all human. None of us is perfect. When Jesus told the people they were free to judge and to stone the adulterous woman, If they themselves were free from sin, every one of them laid down their stone freely and willingly and left. Remember, the measure we use to judge others is the same one that God will use for us. So if God is going to judge us the way we judge others, we better take pause and think about it. We need to make every day non-judgment day. Let's try to understand and learn more about unfamiliar things before passing judgment. Let's listen to one another's opinions with an open mind. Let's stop comparing others to what our society has labeled normal. Just because most people can see and hear, it doesn't mean that the blind or deaf are any less significant or precious. Let's refuse to make judgments about the importance of others, for no one is superior in the invisible realm of the spirit, and our outer shells come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, and conditions. Criticizing and passing judgment is just another bad habit, one which we're able to break. The first thing we must do in order to break a habit is develop the awareness that you're doing it. So maybe begin to notice when you're calling the guy in front of you a jerk, you know, when you're driving, or just say, In his book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. I love that book. I love the title. Richard Carlson writes, catch yourself when you fall into your habit of insisting that things should be other than they are. Gently remind yourself that life is okay the way it is right now. In the absence of your judgment, everything would be fine. As you begin to eliminate your need for perfection in all areas of your life, you'll begin to discover the perfection in life itself. End quote. So when you do catch yourself being judgmental, be patient and forgiving of yourself, avoiding self-judgments like, oh, I'm a bad person, I keep doing this. Just notice you're doing it and say, oops, there I go again. It takes practice, but gradually you'll find yourself being less judgmental. And I have to confess that after working on this sermon, it has certainly heightened my awareness, and I've caught myself many more times than I'd like to admit. Oh, look at this weirdo coming down the street. Oh, I shouldn't say that, right? You catch yourself. Let's try to stop looking for reasons to be offended. Wayne Dyer writes, when you feel offended, you're practicing judgment. You judge someone else to be stupid, insensitive, rude, arrogant, inconsiderate, or foolish, and then you find yourself upset and offended by their conduct. What you may not realize is that when you judge another person, you do not define them. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge others. Just as no one can define you with their judgments, neither do you have the privilege of defining others. When you stop judging and simply become an observer, you'll know the inner peace I'm writing about here. With that sense of inner peace, you'll find yourself free of the negative energy of resentment, and you'll be able to live a life of contentment. A bonus is that you'll find others are much more attractive to you. A peaceful person attracts peaceful energy. You won't know God unless you're at peace, because God is peace. End quote. When we judge others, we cut ourselves off from the peace of God. So tomorrow, let's begin our practice by starting the day with a statement, today I will judge nothing that occurs. And throughout the day, remind yourself of this statement. Each time you catch yourself judging, I bet you'll be surprised at how many times you'll notice you're becoming irritated or frustrated or because people or things are not the way you think they should be. If practicing this for a whole day seems too difficult, then simply say, well, for the next couple hours, I'll try not to judge anything, or even for the next hour. And I think it might only be a half an hour before you catch yourself. I'm sure it won't be easy, but I believe with practice and with faith in God, we can gradually begin to replace judgment with tolerance, acceptance, and love. And we can leave Judgment Day to God.